that he always brings us back to reality, to the reality of what we're doing. This isn't the story for us. The story for us is eternity in paradise with Almighty God who loves us. That's our story. But while we're waiting for that to happen, we have the blessing of being the vessel of the living God and letting him shine through us. And that's what's happening now. The church is going to shine, and the darkness is going to try to overcome it. So we need to just make up our minds. We're going to shine, or we're going to be overcome. You know, God told us to overcome evil with good. And we're going to look at something of what that means. You know, he said to consider each other, to stir up love and good works. If I am considering you, I am not thinking about me. And that is in direct compliance with what Jesus said, to deny myself, take up my cross and follow him. If I'm more concerned with your well-being and your peace and joy and happiness, you know what? I'm going to be a lot happier because I'm not thinking about what I'm not getting. And I shouldn't be thinking about what I'm not getting because I have everything. I have the entire kingdom of heaven. I have inherited that through Jesus Christ. So the Lord wants us to encourage each other that way. To stir up. Well, I don't know if, you know, some things you, if you've ever mixed up some, you know, instant lemonade or something and just let it sit on the counter and all the sugar sinks to the bottom. All the weightier stuff sinks. You know, we need to be, you know, to stir up love and good works. We need to encourage each other to those things. Love has been the commandment from the beginning. In Matthew chapter 22, Jesus told us, actually, in that story, someone came to Jesus. In Matthew 22:37, if you want to look. You think I'd have these already, wouldn't you? The scribes came to him and asked him, said, Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus told them to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And he said, the second one is like it. He said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And when Jesus came and taught his disciples, he told them that you should love one another as I have loved you. So it's always been love. That has been God's motive from the beginning. That has been his son's motive from the beginning. That was his disciples' motive for spreading the gospel. Not because Jesus, so much that Jesus commanded them to do it, although they, if that was the only reason, they should have done it for that. But they didn't. They sacrificed their lives to spread the good news because they knew that the news that they were bringing was life. So they were willing to give up theirs to do that. And that's what Jesus did. He gave up his life to give us life. So, to stir up love, Jesus warned the church. You know, he told them they were doing everything right except you forgot your first love. I don't know about you, but to me, love is a greater motivator than anything else. Greed, hate, desire. Because it comes from God. That's who God is. You know, 1 John 4:8 says that God is love. And another reason, you know, he said that we love him because he loved us first. And I love what it says at the end of 1 Corinthians 13. It says, love never fails. So why wouldn't I want that motivation? It never fails. It might feel like it does sometimes, but it doesn't, because when I remember that God is love, it can't fail. So to stir up each other for love and good works. Well, what are good works? John 6, 28, somebody came to Jesus and asked him, you know, what shall we do the works of God? And Jesus said that we should do, that we should believe on the one whom he sent. In God's eyes, that's good works. So how is that good works, believing on the one whom he sent? Well, for one thing, it shows that we honor and love and revere God enough to believe him. And if we believe him, that he wants to have a relationship with us, we're going to take advantage of that. And if our relationship with him grows, we're going to start looking like the people he wants us to be. He said that his Holy Spirit in us would conform us into the image of his Son. The only good works we can do are being obedient to the commandments of God, and the commandment was love. And the only way we can do that is through fellowship and relationship with the living God. You know, for years, you know, I knew God had saved me. I knew he loved me. I knew he had a plan for my life. I just didn't know what it was. I kept pleading, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Then finally one day I heard him say, I just want you to hang out with me. I want you and me to hang out. And then, you know, if I think of something I want you to do, I'll tell you. Any plan that God has for our life is going to come from our relationship with him. There are people who go to school for years to study the Bible and learn the ways of Jesus and don't even have a relationship with him. That's all I want. That's all I want is that relationship. I want to be able to hear him the way I hear you guys talk to me. And you know what? Sometimes I believe that is him. As a matter of fact, sometimes I know that is him talking to me. And I love that about him too. When I'm not paying attention, he finds a way to talk to me. Just like he did with Balaam. He had to use a donkey. You know, and if that's what it took with me, he would do that too. He'd do that for anyone who truly wants to hear him, wants to know his will, wants to just have that time with him. So how do we stir up love and good works? Well, by not forsaking the gathering together of the saints, the gathering together of ourselves. As the scripture says, it was the manner of some, but I've discovered that those who do not gather together are usually lonely, miserable people. They've lost their hope. Saying, where are you, Jesus? why did the Lord instruct his disciples to teach that? You know, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Well, for one thing, I was so blessed this morning when we were praying before the service. I was just sitting there, you know, Jesus, I'm just so grateful that you're right here in our midst, right here with us, hearing our prayer. And then Mary, you know, just thanked him for being there. And that's why we need to be together. He said, where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst. Where two or more are gathered in his name, Jesus Christ is there. He's in the world. He's here to help. It's not like, you know, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. No, it's Jesus, the creator of heaven and earth. And he can help. And he's the one that puts it in our hearts, you know, what to say, what to do, what to think. So the world is not without his influence. That's why the church needs to gather together. That's why we need to pray for each other. He said to come together to encourage each other, to edify each other. I need that. I needed that this morning. And you know what? That prayer time just blessed me. He knew I needed that. He knew I needed to be called back to reality. And the reality is that this world is changing. We're seeing that. I mean, it's changing physically. Now, you've all heard about what happened in Japan. I don't know, did you hear that it moved the big island of Japan 8 feet, the whole island? That it changed the axis of the earth? And that was just one earthquake in one place. Jesus said there would be many earthquakes in different places. And again, as Mark was talking about this morning, I think we're beginning to see, you know, the birth pangs. Jesus said there would be a new heaven and a new earth, and I think we're going to need one because this one is changing rapidly. People are beginning to look around and, you know, they're perplexed. They don't know what to think. You know, all those people in Japan who just, you know, entire towns were washed away. There's a nuclear power plant over there about ready to melt down. Who are they going to go to for help? I thank God that he has people in Japan who are going to be standing there. They're going to be smiling. They're going to be praying. They're going to be helping. People are going to see the presence of God in this world in Japan. They're going to see the presence of God in Japan from people all over the world who know him. The light is shining in the darkness. And it's because God's people come together. They remind each other of who they are, and they go to where the help comes from. And he's the one that knows how to make that happen. And when people see that who don't know him, they decide they do want to know him. That's who we are. We're vessels of God who make him evident in this world if we will let him. So, it was the manner of some not to. And like I said, those people, I don't know about you, but if I miss a Wednesday night or a Monday night or a Sunday, I miss it. I do. You people are part of my life, whether you like it or not. And I pray for you, and I appreciate you. We need each other. We're part of a body. God has given us all different gifts. I need your gifts in my life. It reminds me, I don't know, of a movie I watch. It's one of my favorites. I'm a kid at heart. It's an animated movie. It's called The Iron Giant. I don't know if any of you have seen it. If you have kids, you probably have. But it's this giant that, you know, came here from outer space, and he crashed on Earth. And, well, he made friends with this little boy, and the little boy was about to get hurt, so he protected him, and in doing so, he got blown to bits. And there was something in him that sent out a signal that called all the parts back together. And he just put himself back together and became himself again. That's what the church is, you know. Jesus Christ is the one that holds us together. Without him, we're not church. We're not even alive. So we need to let him have his way because he knows what he's doing. I know, like I said before, I know I'm talking to the choir here, but If you're anything like me, you need to be reminded of that from time to time. And the Lord just impressed it on my heart. In this time, we need to remember him, his plan, not what's going on in the world so much. We need to look at it through the filter of his plan. So it says, we need this so much more as we see the day approaching. Even 2,000 years ago, these men knew that that's what we needed. We needed to come together and stir up each other for love and good works, because they were of the impression that the Lord could come any day. They were under the impression he was coming back immediately. But they, like us, forgot some of the details. And that's what we need to gather together for, is to be reminded. So as we see the day approaching, do you see the day approaching? I don't know about you, but I don't know. It looks like some of the things Jesus was talking about are happening in this world. The day is approaching. The day is nearer than when we first believed. Jesus said when we saw these things to happen, start happening, that it wasn't, the end yet, but he said that things would start happening in rapid succession. I'm not saying that, the rapture is next week or anything like that, but it could be. I just want you guys to be ready. I know for myself, I want to be ready. I don't want to be doing something I'm going to be ashamed of when I meet Jesus in the air. I want to be ready. And that's why I'm going to be hanging around with people who love Jesus and know Jesus and walk with Jesus as much as possible. So the Lord just wanted me to encourage you that way, that he just wants that in that relationship to be grow stronger every day, so that when this world goes wacky, we're not going to go wacky with it. So when the world sees us having a sound mind, having peace, understanding what's going on, we will have that opportunity to share with them what we have. So what manner of people ought we to be, seeing that these things are true? Let's pray. Father, thank you that we have the truth. Lord, that you live in us to remind us of the truth. Lord, that you surround us with people who know you and love you and walk with you to remind us, Lord, that you draw us close to you, Lord. Thank you for not letting us wander too far away from you. Thank you for gathering us together under your wings and protecting us. Father, we pray that you guard our hearts and minds in these days that are coming. Lord, that our focus would remain true to you. And Lord, that you would be blessed by our gratitude, by our love, by our worship, by our lives, Lord. We pray again for safety for our brothers and sisters in Israel, for their blessing. Lord, we pray for Japan, Lord, as they go through this time. Lord, I pray that many would come to know you through that. Lord, we pray as we go our way, Lord, for protection. Lord, that our hearts and minds would be open to your plan for our lives. Thank you so much for this family, Lord, for my brothers and sisters who love me and pray for me and encourage me. Lord, I pray that you do the same for them. Thank you so much. Amen. Thanks for coming, folks.